stop where you are. Do not hit send on that letter that you've written to that agent, and go back and take every single one of these five and make sure you've got them done before you reach out to an agent.
Write the world-changing book that will help grow your personal brand and your business as it makes the world a better place. Welcome to the Author's Corner, hosted by Robin Colucci. Every episode, we bring you some of the most successful authors, as well as other industry experts, to share some inspiration, motivation, tactical strategy, and fun. We'll also talk about the challenges and trends in the publishing industry. Don't get stuck in the idea phase. Join the Author's Corner today. Start writing the book you've dreamed about.
Hello and welcome to the Author's Corner. I'm your host, Robin Colucci. And for today's Robin's Riff, I am going to be talking about the biggest key to attracting a literary agent. I actually love talking about how to find a literary agent, how to get a literary agent, because I think it's such an exciting process when you take the steps and do what you need to do and finally find that fit for an agent who can literally change your life. I think it's just such an exciting journey and result that I actually love to talk about this. So I'm going to give it to you, like I always do, very straight, very much to the bottom line. So the bottom line of attracting a literary agent, the biggest key is be prepared. Now, of course, I'm going to unpack this because I imagine your first question might be, yeah, okay, Robin, yeah, be prepared. How do I do that? All right, well, of course, I'm going to unpack this for you. But the reason why it's so important is that agents are extremely busy, especially the good ones. They don't have time to waste on people filling their inbox who are clearly ill-prepared for the job of getting a book deal and being a worthy client for them. And also, it's important to recognize and respect that literary agents only get paid if and when they sell your book to a publisher. So you can imagine how little time one would have to waste reading a proposal or a letter from someone who is not prepared, because that is completely unpaid time. And we all only have so much time in the day. And most of our time, you know, that we need a lot of our time to be generative, right? We need a lot of our time to be time that we're taking actions that will help us support ourselves and our families. So let me define for you five key things that you should check to determine for yourself whether or not you are prepared to even attempt to get a literary agent. Because if you're missing any one of these five, my advice to you is going to be stop where you are. Do not hit send on that letter that you've written to that agent, and go back and take every single one of these five and make sure you've got them done before you reach out to an agent. And this will save not only the literary agent's time and reduce their frustration, it will also save your time and reduce your frustration and reduce the number of rejections that you will get. Okay, so five things to help you be prepared to go out there and attract a great literary agent. The first is that you already have a clear, unique concept that they can sell. So you don't go to an agent with a lot of ideas for different books you could write. You go to an agent with a very specific saleable concept in mind. How do you know it's a saleable concept? It's aligned with you and who you are and what you want to say. It's a match for your ideal reader and what they already know that they want. And it's unique, meaning no one else has written your book from the point of view that you are writing it, and it's unique and relevant. So you are bringing a new, fresh look, even if it's a very old topic, even if it's a topic that thousands of people have written about over the last several decades. You need to bring a unique, novel perspective that is exciting and relevant. Okay, that's one. Two, you are already putting yourself out there in the public eye. You have an audience, a community, or you do a lot of speaking, or you get a lot of PR. Whatever it is, you are on it. Do not wait for a book deal to start this stuff, or you will never get one. A big mistake I see people make when they are hoping to get a literary agent is they will put in their book proposal, when I have a book deal, or when my book comes out, I am going to try to get on the following shows. And they'll list the Today Show, Good Morning America, you know, NPR, whatever. And basically, the message they're sending is, I'm not going to do anything to set the stage for my success as an author until after I have a book deal or after my book is out, which is even worse. But I'll tell you this, if you're not already doing the things that you say you're going to do when your book is out, if you're not already at it, if you're not already taking those steps now and already succeeding at getting booked on wherever it is you think you're going to be booked, they will write you off as an amateur and a dreamer, but not somebody who is actually going to do it. And you know why they're going to think that? Because can you guess how many people say that in a book proposal and then never do anything that's on that list? So obviously, you don't have to be burned too many times by somebody saying they're going to do something and not doing it before you can start to see a pattern and realize, you know what, I think I'm only going to sign clients who are actually already generating these things, because then I know I can trust them to just hit the gas a little harder, turn up the heat a little higher once the book is ready to launch. Okay, number three in being prepared is that you have a well-written book proposal that contains all the necessary elements that enable an agent to sell your book and you as its author. Now, I could do an entire year of episodes on what goes into a book proposal to make it check all of those boxes. But obviously, these are Robin's riffs, not Robin's seminars. So what I would recommend to you is that you at least go check out a book on how to write a book proposal. That actually, my favorite book on this subject is called How to Write a Book Proposal by Michael Larson, who I happen to have the pleasure of knowing and is a terrific person. And his book is excellent. When I wrote my first book proposal, it was the book that I read, and it gave me a terrific foundation. And so I would recommend that you read his book and read it closely. And of course, that would be a good starting point. So at least you know what the elements are and how to approach them. Hey, Robin here again. Are you craving more author-related content from us? Then make sure to check us out on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. We're dropping gems on book writing, publishing, and top-notch industry tips all the time. Find our social handles in this episode's summary. All right, back to the good stuff. All right, next is number four. You have a compelling query letter that you can send to agents to make them want to see your proposal, right? So the first step in getting an agent isn't just handing them the proposal. Usually you have to query them first and ask if they would like to see the proposal, or you can send an email query letter with a proposal attached. What you really need to do is read their directions on the website for how they want to be pitched and do exactly what they say, which I'm going to cover a little bit more about that in number five. But the idea of the query letter isn't to tell them the entire story of everything that's in your book. The idea of the query letter is to give them the top line: why does this book matter? Who's it for? Why will they read it? And why are you the perfect person to write it? And if they are impressed with what they read there, then you get a chance to unpack it more in the book proposal itself. So keep it short and sweet, simple, clear language. Don't make them decode your words, and just make it as compelling and entertaining as you can without overdoing it. I know it sounds like a lot, and it's true. It's an art. It's not intuitive. It doesn't feel natural. And the only way you get good at it is by doing it a lot. And you will probably get a lot of rejection while you're learning. But, you know, I knew one friend of mine who pitched over 120 agents before she got one, but she did get one. And I'm sure she honed her process as she went through that. So if you don't already have relationships with literary agents, that's probably what you're going to have to do. Or, you know, another good venue to find agents is to go to writers' conferences, by the way. I might even do a whole separate riff on that. But it is a way that you can, usually if an agent is at a writers' conference, it's because they would like to add some clients to their roster. And so that already filters out people who maybe are full or not looking for clients. And it gives you a great opportunity to pitch face-to-face, which I think can make a lot of difference because they can get a better sense of you as a whole person. And there's lots of writers' conferences going on all the time. And a lot of them even have a specialty focus. So you can find a conference that is for science fiction writers, or you can find a conference that is for nonfiction authors, or you can find a conference that has a mix of all of them and just choose the agents that represent your kind of work. Which brings me to number 5 of our list of the 5 things that you need to do to be prepared in order to attract a literary agent. And that is that you've researched the agent ahead of time and you only pitch the ones who A, represent the type of book you want to write, and B, are the ones who have indicated that they are currently accepting clients. Do not make the mistake of thinking that you or your book is so special that they're going to throw all their conditions out the window just to take you on. They won't, but they will remember how rude and arrogant you were for trying, right? So really respect whatever they say on the website is the truth. If they say, I do not represent any fiction, do not send them your novel. If they say, I only represent fiction, do not send them your nonfiction book, right? Whatever they say they represent, they're serious and they're not changing for you. The other thing is, if they say they're not accepting clients, they're not. It's because they have a certain number of clients that they can serve effectively and they've reached that limit. And we need to respect that. You can keep an eye on them. You can go back and check their website. If they open it up to new clients again, then you can query them if you haven't found an agent already. But this is so vital. It's so vital that we respect agents' time and decisions and treat them how we would want to be treated. One thing that you have to remember, I think is important for everybody to remember when you're dealing with literary agents, is that, you know, they are people too, and they have preferences and they have limits and they have rules and they need to be respected. And realize that every interaction that you have with an agent before they sign you is like a date. Right. If you have an agent who's interested and they give you feedback on, you know what, hey, I really like the concept here, but I was wondering, would you consider shifting the angle a little bit so you approached it this way? If an agent bothers to send you a suggestion, I would suggest that you receive that feedback gracefully and seriously consider it, because out of the two of you, only one is talking to editors at publishing houses every day and has their hand on the pulse of what people are buying today. So don't be insulted. Don't send them a nasty email back. Be gracious. Take in the feedback. Consider the suggestion. And I know, since you're a listener of the Author's Corner, that you are way too good of a person to do any of these rude, nasty things. But I feel like I have to say it because I know a lot of agents and a lot of them are my friends. And I've heard some pretty awful stories about how people have treated them when they have been trying to give them constructive feedback or help. So that's the only reason I bring this up. The other thing I would recommend very strongly, and I know this isn't on the list of 5, but I think it's still worth mentioning, and that is that if an agent says to you that they're interested and they invite you to make some changes to the proposal and you say you're going to do it and do it quickly and get it right back to them, like within a week. Because if they say they're interested, they mean it. I don't know one agent who would BS somebody about that. And if you wait too long, they're not only going to lose interest, they're probably going to forget who you are. Because the top agents, the agents that really have the access, some of them are getting 1,500 proposals a week. And if they're taking the time to write back to you with feedback, it means they see something in you. But that's not just a standing invitation to get back to them when you feel like it. So those are my 5, well, maybe 6 keys to being prepared, which is the primary key to attracting a literary agent. So thank you for listening, and thank you for being here with me on the Author's Corner.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Author's Corner. You're one step closer to writing the world-changing book you've dreamed about for years. To access today's show notes and other helpful resources, simply visit our website at theauthorscorner.com. A positive review would be appreciated. Until next time.